Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, welcome to today's episode of the Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you've tuned in. Wherever you're listening from, whether you're on your way to work, at home with a cup of coffee, or maybe even on a morning walk, thank you for letting me be part of your day. This is Winning Every Day, where we inspire your faith, fuel your hope, and strengthen your courage in God's Word. Today's topic is titled, Courage to Face Giants, and our Bible text is from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." That's the words of young David as he stood face to face with Goliath. You know the story, a shepherd boy against a seasoned warrior, the odds completely against him. Yet he said, "I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty." As we proceed, let me share something I read on courage with you. In his famous 1940 speech during Britain's darkest days of World War II, Winston Churchill told the people, "Courage is rightly esteemed the first of human qualities, because it is the quality which guarantees all others." At a time when bombs were falling and the enemy seemed unstoppable, those words reminded the British people that courage was not the absence of fear, but the strength to go forward despite it. Doesn't that remind you of David? The army of Israel trembled at Goliath, but David ran toward him with courage. Let me ask you, what giant are you facing today? It may not be a 9-foot soldier, but maybe it's financial pressure, health challenges, a broken relationship, or even self-doubt. Giants come in different forms. The good news is God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. That means courage is already in you through Christ. Another question for you, are you looking at the size of the giant or at the size of your God? David didn't compare himself to Goliath. He compared Goliath to the Almighty God. That's why he said, "The battle is the Lord's," in 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 47. Friend, the key to courage is perspective. Giants may look intimidating, but they fall when we stand in faith. I pray for you today that whatever giant of life you're facing will fall down before in Jesus' name. So today, be encouraged. Just as David had no military training but carried a sling and faith, God can use the little you have to do mighty things. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6 reminds us, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. I understand you are weak and don't have any power, but I declare, God will fight your battle today. This week, the Spirit of God will guide you into victory over every giant and troubles in your life. At this junction, I want you to take a moment to reflect. What is the giant that has been taunting you? What have you been afraid to face? Are you willing to step forward in God's name, like David did? As you go today, write down one giant in your life. Maybe it's a challenge or fear, and next to it, write a Bible promise that speaks against it. Each time you see that giant, declare God's promise aloud. When you do that, the giant will crumble. Finally, before we close, let's make a positive confession together. Say this with me. Today, I rise with courage in the Lord. No giant is too big for my God. I face every challenge with faith, knowing the battle belongs to Him. I am strong. I am fearless. And I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for reminding us that no giant is greater than you. I lift every listener before you. Give them courage, strength, and faith to face whatever stands before them. Let today be filled with victories, breakthroughs, and testimonies of your power. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you for being part of today's podcast. If this message blessed you, please share it with someone else who needs courage today. Remember, with God on your side, no giant can stand. I'll see you on the next episode of Winning Every Day. Until then, go and win with Jesus.
You are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it. And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.